of our leading sports people move into highly successful careers in business when their sporting career is over. And now we have more clues as to why that might be. A survey commissioned by the tech firm Atlassian and the AFL Women's League has found a strong link between playing sport and developing confidence and resilience later in life. In fact, it's found that most people who participated in team sports, particularly team sports as a child, believe it helped them gain the leadership skills for a successful career. These results reflect similar research done in the US, and it found 94% of top female business leaders there played sports, more than half of them playing at university level. Aubrey Blanche is the Global Head of Diversity and Inclusion for Atlassian, and Liz Ellis is someone we know very well and someone who knows very well the benefits of participating in team sports. She's a former captain, of course, of the Diamonds, Australia's netball team. Liz Ellis, Aubrey Blanche, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Aubrey, let's go to you first. This survey, nearly all the respondents had played a team sport as a child, who had played team sport as a child, said it helped them develop the skills for a successful career. What type of skills were they talking about, and what did they see? It was the link.
Respondents said that they developed things like the ability to collaborate. They developed confidence and resilience, and even something as basic as how to give and receive effective feedback. And they said that those were the core skills that they used to succeed in business. And what you saw is that 82% of directors and senior managers in Australia said that playing team sport had been crucial to their success.
It's an easy thing to say, I suppose, and it's easy link to make. I've often thought it myself, that if you've played team sport a lot, as I did as a kid, it just makes you work better in a team, obviously, and it works better with your collaboration skills. Liz, is this your experience? Are you surprised at these findings, or does this bear out what you've found in your many, many years playing team sports at a high level?
Fran, I think it really just pinpoints exactly what a lot of parents think and exactly what a lot of people who play sport think. And it certainly sits really well with my experience, and I guess how I've seen the experience of playing in a team sport for other people. And I think what it really does is show that, you know, play-based learning is how kids develop and how kids learn things. And we see it in an educational setting. But when you play team sports, you are learning the entire time about things like communication, setting goals, working together as a team, delegating. That's a key thing. Receiving responsibility, giving responsibility, and actually being a leader within your team. And each team has a captain, but there's different ways to lead within a team. And I think what you see with people who've played team sports, they inherently understand that when they step into the corporate arena. But I think the other thing that it does, not only in a corporate sense or a career sense, that it helps people socially. And, you know, when I look around at the friends that I've made through playing team sport, they're a group of women who are very strong about what they believe in. They're prepared to sacrifice things to get what they want, and they're also prepared to walk away from poor situations, poor personal situations, because they know how to do that. And I think that's something that sometimes gets lost in these sort of discussions, is not only is it great for people professionally when they move into a career, that background in team sports, but personally as well, it gives you so much strength to be able to recognise poor situations.
Why does it do that, Liz? What's the link between playing in a team sport and that particular talent?
I think it's the confidence that you get from playing in a team sport, and that understanding, you get an inherent understanding of how people work and how situations can play out. And you see it. You see a very intense, when you're in a team situation, you're in a very small, intense group, and you can see how standing up for yourself, being vocal about things that aren't right, plays out. And you get, you're almost role-playing things like that as a kid and seeing how things work and how to speak up, so that when you become an adult, you actually put that into practice fairly easily.
Aubrey, I'll come to your survey in a minute and your findings, but Liz, one question for you again before I move off, because I think you also, you're a lawyer, I think, is that correct?
I used to be, yes.
You've had a career as a solicitor. You've got a public career still. Can you sort of tell on meeting people? Do you have a hunch if people have worked in team sports?
Absolutely. And, you know, the law firm that I worked in, without sort of picking on that particular firm, but I think it holds true for a lot of large corporations. Within moments of meeting someone, either a colleague or someone in a meeting, you know whether they've had that team sport background because they're collaborators. And the one thing that I found from, you know, working in that legal environment was that people who had played team sport were really prepared to share information amongst their team so that the team would benefit. People who hadn't played team sport weren't particularly good at that, and they weren't particularly good collaborators. And for me, that was so important.
Okay, there's no I in team. Now, I'm conscious that we're talking in grand generalisations here. Aubrey, is it possible in your survey too, though, that what the characteristics you're finding are because a group of people who have played sport in teams for quite a long time means they are, one, have the benefit of physical activity, so that gives you a certain confidence too, I suppose, you've been an active person, but also they might be highly competitive anyway. That's why they're attracted to sport.
Absolutely, but
which would give them an edge in a work situation.
Absolutely, but I think there were some pieces of the survey that speak to the fact that while sport is an incredible avenue to build this confidence and resilience, that even participating in other types of group activity can give you the same kind of benefits.
Yeah, we're not just talking about team sport.
Absolutely. So I'm a former athlete myself, it was great to see research that validated my personal experience. But thinking about how camaraderie and having the freedom to experiment in a safe environment where you're supported. Girls can get that. And team sport is an incredible way to do it. But we can even think about things like theater or debate club.
Yeah, as one of the listeners has written in, what about in an orchestra? Another says, what about within the arts?
Absolutely. I think it's really about engaging in teams. And that's why we partnered with the AFL, because that's our passion point. But also we recognized, and the research showed that often young girls lack role models in these traditionally male-dominated fields. And I think we all know it's so much harder to do something when you've never seen anyone like yourself do it. But what I'm excited about is that the research points to the solution, which is getting girls involved early and keeping them engaged can give them the skills that they need so that they can become tomorrow's role models.
It's 7:05 on Breakfast. Our guest is Aubrey Blanche, the Global Head of Diversity and Inclusion for the software firm Atlassian, and Liz Ellis, former captain of the Australian netball team, the Diamonds, who runs her own netball clinics now and much else beyond. But Aubrey, what's the connection between the skills you get in a team and role models? Your report is called The Imagination Gap. Let's start there. What's the imagination gap?
The imagination gap is this lack of female leaders that we have in business. And there's two problems with this. One, it makes it harder for little girls to imagine themselves being leaders in the future.
Cannot be what you cannot see.
Absolutely. But what it also does is creates an unbalanced view for boys about who leaders are. And so what we can do is by equipping our girls with the skills that they need to be successful, and with this report, shining a light on the incredible leaders that we already have to begin closing that imagination gap.
And Liz, do you see a link between people participating in team sports, or let's broaden it out, team activities of anything, whether it is music or being in a band or whatever it might be, and growing up to be role models? Is that a link, or are we stretching it?
Oh, no, I think it's a link. And I think, the conversation around you cannot be what you cannot see is so important. And, you know, I've got a six-year-old girl. I see it in her. The other day I just occasionally mentioned that when she was born, our Prime Minister was a woman. And the look on her face was extraordinary. She was like, oh, wow, girls can do that too. And you don't understand until, I guess, you've got your own kids how much that is just so important. And I just want to comment quickly on the fact that it doesn't have to be team sport. It can be the arts, and being in an orchestra or a debating group or something like that gives you that same level of working in a team. But I am biased, and I do think that team sports are so important because you get that physical, you get confidence from physical ability. And the thing that I've seen a lot through the course of my career and in my groups of friends is that because they're physically able to play a sport, and obviously I'm biased, they play the best sport in netball, but I do see them have this real ability that when they move cities or countries or states, so they can actually pick up a friendship group really easily, and that leads to a huge amount of confidence. But to get back to your original question, role modelling is so important. And the thing about playing team sports, it's a really easy place to find a mentor, and that can help in that whole process as well.
Talking about bias, there was, Aubrey, there was the accounting firm EY did an international study into this issue a couple of years ago. Similar results to your findings, but it also did show a bias among people who had participated in sports. 67% of them said they were more likely to hire people who'd done the same. So how much of that is another one of these factors underlying these career success of people with team sports that's sort of not there writ large you know, you have to look behind the surface to get it.
Absolutely. Certainly, I think that that's, you know, a correlation that we see in general. People tend to like to hire people like themselves.
Yep.
And having the ability or the experience of playing team sports is great. But what we always say is making sure that you're selecting people for their skills and not their experiences, because the best sort of magic happens when you have people on teams who bring completely different skill sets and perspectives, whether that's on the pitch or in the boardroom.
And Liz, it's very expensive playing sports. It can be really expensive for parents, you know, to afford the equipment, the fees, the tuition, all of that. Do you think we should be doing more, given these findings, to make it more affordable for kids from all backgrounds? Because I think it probably is an issue.
I think it definitely is an issue, especially in lower socioeconomic areas. I know I grew up in Western Sydney and my parents really had to pull hard to be able to.
Yeah, it's $20 a week for a swimming lesson. It's $25 a week for a karate lesson, all like that, you know.
And that's before you buy your equipment. That's before you pay for your insurances and things like that. Now, I know the New South Wales government has a refund scheme. I think you get about $100 back for your kids' sports, but it's such a small amount of money in the greatest scheme of things. So, you know, sports, I think, also need to recognise that and to work towards making things cheaper, and they can make registrations cheaper, but there's only so far that they could go. I think it's a really good place for government to step in, because the down the track, the benefits are just enormous.
We keep coming up with these building blocks to get started to just improve the whole degree and the quality of our leadership in our societies, in our communities. Aubrey Blanche, Liz Ellis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Fran.
Aubrey Blanche is the Global Head of Diversity and Inclusion for the software firm Atlassian, and Liz Ellis is a former much-loved captain of the Australian netball team, the Diamonds, who now runs her own netball clinics.